All right, coming up next week, it's Tuesday and Wednesday, something that happens every year. It's the North Dakota State University Extension Advanced Crop Advisors Workshop. How advanced? Well, let's talk about it. NDSU Extension Carrington, Greg Endres joins us now. Hello, Greg.
Good afternoon, Mick.
I visited with Jay Goose earlier this week, and he's coming out of retirement to be part of your Crop Advisors Workshop and looking forward to it. You got a great agenda and a great schedule for next week.
Yes, we think so, and we're looking forward to presenting the information to our crop advisors that join us next week.
This is, like I said, something you have every year. It's annual. But it's kind of required for, and they obviously get the credits, continuing education units that are required. What are, I guess, some of the more important things that these crop advisors have to get schooled up on every year?
Well, we planned the program for the advanced crop advisors, not based on CU units, but on what the issues are out there. We have a planning committee of usually 10 to 12 people, and many of those are out in industry. They're crop consultants or industry persons that advise farmers. So we rely on them to help us come up with the subjects that we cover during the workshop. And then from there, we do our best to choose local experts within North Dakota or Minnesota, as well as many times we'll pull people from the region and just add some new ideas to whatever subject that we're discussing. So it is advanced. We try to challenge our audience with technical information, but there's a balance there because we don't want to get too technical. Otherwise, we might lose the practical part of this. And the whole goal of the program is to help crop advisors provide the latest and best information they can as they visit with their farm clients.
And right off the bat, I see the number one, well, yes, and would be number one, both on the agenda and probably most important, the war against weeds. What do you suppose Joe Eichle is going to talk about?
Actually, I'm not sure.
Okay.
Other than the weeds, he has a counterpart from Kansas State. They've been planning for several months already, so it will be on the pigweeds certainly and kochia, but I do not know the details. But I'm very confident this is going to be a strong program. So that's one of actually nine concurrent sessions that we have, and then three general sessions.
All right.
So, yeah, we have a couple others in pest management. We have actually four of the nine concurrent sessions on soils. So we have a fair amount of soils emphasis this year, including Jay Goose. And then we have a couple on crop production. One session we continued from last year is that we have a group of people that are going to talk about some of the things we learned during the season, just as a kickstart to audience participation. So it was easy after the 2021, the drought season, to talk about all the strange things that happened. But we had some really good input regarding the session, so we thought we'd try it again. What would be ideal is every person in the room, if they could say, indicate what they learned last year, like one or two things. The room would be so smart that we could take on anything in the future in agriculture. Anyway, we'll be talking about some of the things we learned, and I guess I'm looking forward to it, and I'm actually one of the panel members.
Yeah, and are there other presentations that you're making, or is that you're the organizer and the panel member there?
Yeah, just being an organizer and conducted a workshop, there's not a room to do a lot of speaking, so I think I'll have my hands full next Tuesday and Wednesday.
Yeah.
One other session that's unique that no other meeting is going to have this winter is one we call Football to Field. And we have a couple of former Bison football players that are now crop consultants or crop advisors that were willing to talk about their Bison football experiences and relate them to how they use those experiences to be a very good crop advisor, a crop consultant. So we're going to do this on the second day as part of our breakfast program, and I'm really looking forward to it. I think it'll be very interesting. It'll be a nice way to kick off the second day's program.
This is awesome. Yeah, having field to football, a great topic, and a lot of interest, obviously. I see you brought Jody DeYoung Hughes from Minnesota, Ryan Beto from Dickinson, and John Brecker from AgVice all together to talk about acid and compacted soils.
Right, those are a couple key soil management issues, and so we have this trio of people that talk a bit about those. And so we have a blend of a lot of university speakers, but certainly a lot of industry speakers as well, and that has worked out very well for us.
Super. All right. Well, for any crop advisor who wants to be in the category of advanced crop advisor and get those continuing education units and just get schooled up on all the latest topics. And are you full? Are you still encouraging pre-registration, or what's the latest on that?
We would still take pre-registration. So we haven't filled, and so we have room for people. Although the timing is getting pretty short. We definitely would want anyone to pre-register by Monday morning would be really the last time. So there's not just a few days left to make a decision on attending. The weather looks good, so hopefully that won't be a factor in travel to get to the workshop. And so we're looking forward to providing the information for our audience.
You bet. And for the weather lately, it's been a great day to be great days to be nestled in the warmth of the Fargo Holiday Inn next Tuesday and Wednesday, February 7th and 8th. At I-29 13th Avenue South for the Advanced Crop Advisors Workshop. If guys do want to get registered, I suppose they can do that online. How do they find that website, Greg?
Yeah, the easiest would be just to do a web search and type in NDSU Advanced Crop. In fact, I just tried that over lunch to make sure. And that's the first item that comes up is our 23 workshop. And then you'll be able to see should be able to find that brochure to see what we are offering specifically, and then information on pre-registration. The person needs to pre-register. We do not intend to accept walk-ins at the day of the workshop, so please pre-register.
Gotcha. All right. Well, Greg, have a great weekend. Thanks for doing this again. It's an annual event, but don't take it for granted, and be there if you can. Advanced Crop Advisors Workshop next Tuesday and Wednesday. Have a great weekend, Greg. We'll talk to you later.
Thanks so much, Mick.
You are very welcome.